Katy Perry released a single in May that became what many people agree was the pop hit of the summer, a song called California Girls, which is different from the Beach Boys song. California Girls is on Perry's new album, Teenage Dream. Last week, Teenage Dream was number one on Billboard's 200 top-selling albums. Our rock critic, Ken Tucker, says Teenage Dream is just one part of what he calls the Katy Perry art project. Here's his review.
If I say that for Katy Perry, choosing the right color for a wig or the shape of a high heel for a photo shoot is very nearly as important as what beat to use in a song, I don't intend this as an insult. It's Perry's self-consciousness, her awareness of herself as a complete package, that makes her interesting. That, combined with the air of playfulness that makes sure she doesn't come off as either overtly cynical or shrewdly manipulative in the Madonna manner. Well, all that and the fact that many of her songs sound awfully good. Lush, lustily sung, creamy canvases against which her image and her voice can pose. Perry wants to be a lot of people's teenage dream. She cited influences that literal teenagers may not recognize these days, Elizabeth Taylor, Jane Russell, but teenagers at heart, who know the history of the good girl art tradition Perry's media appearances are referencing, can't help but be charmed. I don't think Perry's take on California Girls exceeds the Beach Boys, but neither does Perry. For her, the phrase California Girls is less about summoning up a state of mind than it is some combination of anthem and a celebration of celebrity. Specifically, it's about what it's like to hang out with Snoop Dogg, who makes a vocal cameo, and by implication, what it's like to introduce your new boyfriend-fiancé, British actor-comedian Russell Brand, to the California lifestyle.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
Katy Perry Art Project includes having artist Will Cotton execute a portrait of Perry swaddled in cotton candy clouds. It includes turning her relationship with Russell Brand into ongoing performance art at public appearances. And it includes the creation of clever pop songs, such as the cute decadence of a song like Last Friday Night, in which Katy can say that she woke up smelling like a minibar and still seems bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Plus, it's nice to hear the syllables of a couplet such as, "I think I need a ginger ale, that was such an epic fail," click into place.
There's a stranger in bed, there's a pound.
Lee's album has its serious moments, extravagantly emotional ballads in which the 25-year-old gets in touch with her inner 15-year-old. From these, some of us avert our ears. Most of the time, however, Teenage Dream is an album that suggests you can will yourself into happiness, into romance, into offering a pop art alternative to competition that not only includes Lady Gaga, but Eminem and Arcade Fire. Aware of music as an art project, Perry is clearing some territory for herself. She's staking her claim by pouting at the camera, stamping a high heel into the soft center of the music industry, and singing in a clear, strong voice about how exhilarating it is to be clear and strong about what you want.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Katy Perry's new album, Teenage Dream. She'll perform on the season opener of Saturday Night Live, September 25th. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Shirok. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Joan Tui Westman, Sam Brigger, John Myers, John Sheehan, and Lauren Krenzel. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. I'm Terry Gross.